Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imc.org, for April 15th to the 21st, 2017. Hundreds of Palestinian political detainees held by Israel announced this week an open-ended hunger strike. Meanwhile, Israeli troops kill a Palestinian man during a West Bank attack. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, 7 protesters and a journalist were injured as Israeli soldiers attacked non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages using tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets. This week, protests were in solidarity with hunger-striking Palestinian political detainees held by the Israeli army. IMEMC's Majd Bajali has more.
In central West Bank, non-violent protests were organized in the villages of Bilayn and Nailin. Troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets against unarmed protesters. Both Bilayn and Nailin villagers and their international and Israeli supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on local farmers' lands. Israeli soldiers attacked Friday the weekly protest in Kfar Kadum village in the northern West Bank governorate of Qalqilia, shot and mildly injured 8 Palestinians, including a journalist and an Israeli peace activist. Troops also fired tear gas at residents' homes, causing damage. For IMM's News, this is Majd Bajali.
Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails started an open hunger strike this week in most of the Israeli jails, while Israeli officials call for a no-negotiation policy. In the meantime, the city of Barcelona joins the boycott of Israel. IMMC's George Shmawi with the details.
More than 1,500 Palestinians detained in Israeli prisons launched a massive open-ended hunger strike, issuing a list of demands ranging from better medical services to telephone access. In response, Israeli Minister of Defense Avigdor Lieberman called for a policy of non-negotiation with Palestinian hunger strikers following the steps of former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher's policy in dealing with Irish Catholic hunger strikers in 1981. Avigdor Lieberman suggested taking the approach of Thatcher, who publicly refused to accede to the demands of IRA hunger strikers in 1981, 10 of whom have died. Among the demands of the hunger-striking prisoners are better medical services and more family visitations and better transfer vans, in addition to better access to education and ability to sit for exams while in jail and ending the administrative detention policy. Some 6,500 Palestinians are currently jailed by Israeli authorities. Of those, 62 are women, and 300 are minors. Some 500 are held under administrative detention, which allows for imprisonment without charge. In other news, in light of the Barcelona City's Council vote to condemn Israel occupation, call to end complicity in Israel's violations of international law, and affirmation of the legitimacy of the Palestinian-led boycott, divestment, and sanction movement for Palestinian human rights, the Palestinian BDS National Committee, BNC, released a statement of support and salutation to the Barcelona City Council for taking this historic decision. Rafif Ziada, member of the International Secretariat of the BNC, warmly welcomed this decision and described it as a victory for human rights. The BNC said in their statement, quote, "Recognizing how similar measures have contributed to ending apartheid in South Africa, Palestinian civil society salutes the Barcelona City Council for its historic decision to end complicity in Israel's occupation and human rights violations by voting to condemn the Israeli occupation and policies of colonization of Palestinian territories and the plunder, exploitation, destruction, and depletion of Palestinian natural resources and wealth, including land and water. The Council also voted to ensure that its public procurement policies incorporate clauses guaranteeing respect for human rights in order to prevent the Barcelona City Council from having any kind of complicity with this occupation, violation of human rights, and plundering of resources. With this landmark decision, the Barcelona City Council joins more than 70 local authorities across Spain that have adopted diverse measures to end local complicity in Israel. Dozens of these local authorities have passed motions in support of the BDS movement for Palestinian rights and declared themselves, quote, apartheid-free zones, unquote. For IMENC News, this is George Schmel.
This week, Israeli gunfire leave a Palestinian young man killed in the West Bank, and a Qassam fighter dies in Gaza tunnel accident. IMMC's Ghassan Panoura reports.
Israeli soldiers shot and killed Sohaib Mashahra, 21, on Wednesday near Etzion Junction, south of Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank. The army claimed that he deliberately carried out a ramming attack with his car, wounding one Israeli man. The Israeli army is claiming that the young man carried out what it called a deliberate vehicle attack, but photographers from the scene and the fact that his car crashed into a rear of an Israeli bus indicate a normal traffic accident. Later in the week, a Palestinian teenage girl was injured Thursday after an Israeli colonist settler rammed her with his car while she was on the sidewalk in Taqwa, Palestinian town east of Bethlehem in the occupied West Bank, and fled the scene. Kauthar Shawariya, 17, suffered moderate wounds after being rammed by the Israeli car and was transferred to Bejala Governmental Hospital in Bethlehem City. Also this week, Israeli soldiers accompanied by military bulldozers invaded on Wednesday the Al-Isawiyya town in occupied East Jerusalem and demolished a Palestinian farm. The army also destroyed doors of a car wash facility and four farms and boasted demolishing orders targeting two farms, car repair shop and a car dealership. The soldiers surrounded the town before invading it and imposed a tight siege, preventing the Palestinians from entering or leaving it. During the week, Israeli forces conducted at least 39 military invasions into Palestinian communities in occupied West Bank, including Jerusalem. During these invasions, troops detained more than 40 Palestinian civilians, including 19 children. In Gaza this week, Anas Abu Shawish died on Monday morning when a tunnel collapsed on him. The Al-Qassam Brigades, the arming of the Islamic resistance movement Hamas, issued a statement revealing that Abu Shawish died after a tunnel on the Gaza-Egypt border collapsed on him while he was working inside. Moreover, Israeli Navy ships attacked on Thursday and Wednesday of this week Palestinian fishing boats off Gaza City shoreline as they were sailing in Palestinian territorial waters. Damage to boats were reported, but no injuries. Earlier in the week, Israeli troops stationed at the northern borders with Gaza opened live gunfire at Palestinian farmers working their land, forcing them out of the area. For IMC News, this is Ghassan Banoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for April 15th to the 21st, 2017, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by Said Najee and me, Iman Abdrabbo Banoura.